Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Food connects us. No matter where we're from, the flavors from our own cultures will always take us back home. It doesn't matter if we're born here or abroad, there's always that one dish, that one aroma, that one spice that reminds us of our family and heritage. And sharing that food is a great way to connect us with one another and maybe even break down any barriers we might have through our eyes, nose, and taste buds. That's exactly one of the goals of a new online cooking competition called No Borders, Just Flavors. The show is not filled with celebrity chefs and fancy kitchens. Instead, the show is about young immigrants cooking their family recipes and connecting others to their culture. Let's take a listen.
Hi, my name is Drew. I currently live in New York City, and I am Indonesian and Chinese.
My name is Emmanuel Gonzalez Perez. I currently live in Stockton, California, and I'm a DACA recipient from Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico.
All right. Well, you just heard our guest, Emmanuel Gonzalez Perez, being introduced on the first episode of No Borders, Just Flavors. And he joins us from Stockton, where he is a community assistant for the Stockton Unified School District. And he's also a student at Stanislaus State University. And of course, an amateur chef and lover of his mom's authentic Mexican cooking. Welcome to Inside, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much. I know it's a pleasure to be here, you know, sharing my story and sharing everything that I have to say about this cooking competition.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely got me hungry after I watched it. What you made was super delicious. It was very visual, and I definitely had lunch immediately after. Okay, so before we get into the show, let's talk about your story, because that's really the nexus for what this cooking competition is all about. Where are you from originally? And just walk us through your family's journey and where you are today in Stockton.
Okay, so I was born in Guadalajara, Jalisco. My family and I decided to move to California when I was just 7. We moved to Southern California, to Santa Ana. That's roughly about 15 minutes from Disneyland. It wasn't until 2018 where my partner and I had this opportunity to move up to Stockton. So we were able to, you know, be part of this community since 2008. But through the whole journey of being, before I had DACA, being undocumented, was a struggle, you know, of just finding work, finding different opportunities, especially going to school. If there's a lot of resources, but a lot of the times individuals who are in my situation, they don't know that it's out there. It's still so complicated to even go to a higher education.
Yeah. And when I was watching the episode, you know, you mentioned that you really haven't been able to go back home to Guadalajara, to your roots since you left and came here to the United States. But you've always maintained this connection through food. And so how has your family and your mom's food, how does it remind you of home?
A lot of it has to do with the connection and the flavors. You know, my family has a really good talent when it comes to cooking. They have a lot of amazing dishes. Their food is always amazing. And especially when we have, like, around Christmas, Thanksgiving, carne en su jugo, this is something that my family would cook. You know, so something that all of our cousins enjoyed. And it's something that I was able to learn through, you know, watching my mom. She passing down her recipe to me. And it's being able to connect to my cousin, to my family, to my mom that we currently live apart. She currently lives in Tulare. That's by Fresno. So even though I cannot go and see her every day, I still am able to make the food and still connect with her. I'll give her a call, letting her know, hey, I made it this way. She'll give me some pointers. So it's always that connection with my mom of, like, making food. When this show came out, she was already giving me a recipe for the second season or stuff like that. So she knew, like, okay, we have more dishes that we can showcase. So it was that great connection of, like, going through this journey with my mom.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. And, you know, you can just see the sense of pride that your mom probably has, you know, passing this down from one generation to the next. So you mentioned that the dish you made is carne en su jugo, which is, I believe, like meat in juice. But we're going to listen to a quick clip of the episode when you describe this dish to the judges.
So I am making carne en su jugo. It is traditionally a dish that is found in Guadalajara, Jalisco, and then Jalisco itself as well. It's my mom's recipe, but also it's sort of like the family recipe where all my aunts know how to cook. It's a comfort food. I came to United States when I was just 7, so I have not been back ever since. But this is the only way that I can still taste Mexico without having to cross the border. So it's one of the ways that I can still connect with my roots, not with my family in Mexico. So it's a great way to connect with them.
Emmanuel just brought that emotional factor that we were needing in this kitchen right now.
You certainly were. Was this an easy decision, the dish that you wanted to make for this cooking competition?
In part, it was an easy decision because a lot of the places that you go to, Mexican restaurants, they don't offer this dish. So it's really selective on the places that that do offer this. So it's something that I wanted to bring. You know, I think we all know what a taco looks like, what the burrito looks like. So with this, it was more of bringing in my Mexican identity, but also bringing in my family identity and family culture.
And the wonderful thing about this cooking competition is that it is, everyone is an immigrant and they come from different backgrounds. The person that you competed against, Drew, was from New York City. He's Indonesian, or they're Indonesian and Chinese. What stood out about their dish? Did you learn anything from how Drew's decided to cook their meal?
You know, it was a really interesting way to see him cook, especially because Drew brought in like 3 different food items. I just brought in one. So it was him making all the different dishes at the same time within the same amount of time that I did. And I was still struggling with mine. It was really amazing to see how efficient they were with their time and making all these dishes. And especially when they were working with the duck eggs, that was my first time that I had encountered like duck eggs or how they cooked. And I was helping him like trying to peel the eggs as well. So it was that connection of like, hey, I'm doing something new that I've never would have done by myself. But it's a great experience to be, you know, cooking with somebody who grew up with this type of food and being able to share, you know, our dishes. So that was one of the highlights of the competition, being able to share the space with somebody who may be different with a culture wise, but it's still, you know, sharing that love for food.
Yeah. I mean, both of you are learning about each other's cultures as well as competing against each other. You know, without giving away the ending, you know, people can watch it on YouTube, and it's about 15 minutes. It's a lot of fun to watch. And there are these little curveballs that you can do to kind of throw off your opponent with buzzers and stuff. So I really encourage people watch it. When it comes down to like what you want to do in life, I mean, you currently have a job. You're a student. Is food more of a passion project for you, or do you think that this might be something that you're going to pursue yourself?
I definitely see it as, you know, something that I'm passionate about. In Mexico, I do have families that do have like their own small food stands. In the cooking show, I talked about how my mom, you know, based on her situation, had to, you know, sell food and be, you know, be part of like the food vendors. So there's a lot of connection with like selling food. I see a lot of the passion and the hard work that goes with it. I do understand of my privilege of where I stand, especially that I have DACA now. I'm able to, you know, do things that I normally couldn't do. And that's where I see myself with education and being able to provide those resources to the community, especially when I look back at my own personal experience with education, where growing up, I was my mom's translator for a lot of the parent conference, anything that had to do with school. You know, me and my older brother were always the translators. Something that I do at my current job as a community assistant is I become that bridge from the schools to the community and I connect mm-hmm. them. So that's one of the things that I see myself more working with education and helping individuals who may share or experience something similar that I went through. But again, I do see, you know, cooking as a passion, as a hobby, something to connect on a personal level with my family. But I see more as a work in education as another way to give back to my community.
Yeah. And you don't have to limit yourself, right? I mean, food is part of education. You can help people connect, you know, and that's wonderful. And it's just the beginning for you. How can our listeners connect with you?
So we actually have an in-person event in Merced happening this Saturday, where we'll be showing the episode. We have a lot of goodie bags, gear from the show that we're going to give out to the to individuals that stop by to our event. I can share with you guys a Google form so individuals who are interested, they can sign up. But we do have this amazing event in person in Merced. where individuals can stop by. We'll have food, we'll have different activities, we'll have a Q&A, and again, there'll be opportunities for them to win some gear from the show as well.
Yeah, I love that you're having food. Better have food, because your your cooking looks so good. Finally, you know, in the last 30 seconds or so that we have, you know, there's going to be more episodes of No Borders, Just Flavors. I hear, is a cookbook being developed as well? I mean, and if so, if not, there should be, because, you know, there's a lot that people can learn and apply in their own kitchens if they want to explore.
Definitely. There is the works for the individuals that come to our event on Merced. They'll be able to get the recipe from my dish and Drew's dish as well. But they are working collectively to have that cookbook so individuals can cook at home everything that we had on the cooking show.
That's wonderful. Emmanuel, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
You as well. Emmanuel Gonzalez-Perez is from Stockton and a contestant on the new cooking competition on YouTube called No Borders, Just Flavors. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can shoot us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.